Christian Democrat Senator Jiří Čunek has been stripped of his parliamentary immunity. The Senate made the decision on Wednesday following a request by the Czech police, who are investigating charges of corruption. This makes Mr. Čunek, who is also regional development minister, the first member of government in the country's history to face a criminal investigation. Dieter Asiedu reports.
In 2002, when Jiří Čunek was mayor of the eastern Moravian town of Vsetín, he placed just under 500,000 crowns into his bank account. Just before that, the real estate agency H&B Real withdrew almost the same amount. Since Mr. Čunek was dealing with the company at the time, the police suspect that the money that Mr. Čunek put into his account was a bribe given to him by H&B Real in return for favorable deals involving town property. But it was not until last year, when Mr. Čunek entered national politics, that the allegations of corruption surfaced. A reason why Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek says Mr. Čunek has his full backing.
This pertains to a time before my government, and I think Mr. Čunek's personal problem has been politicized. I'll be very happy to see it all sorted out soon and leave it up to Mr. Čunek to deal with it. There's no reason for him to resign. The discussion in the Senate that preceded the vote on his immunity clearly proved that many suspect the case has been politicized.
It took several months for Mr. Čunek to give a clear explanation as to the origin of the 500,000 crowns. He first said he could not remember, then said they were family savings, and recently explained it was part of a larger sum that was returned to him by a bank at where he had held an account before it went bankrupt. These slightly conflicting explanations are naturally raising suspicion. But according to commentator Jan Urban, this does not spell the end of Mr. Čunek's political career.
There are few serious doubts about the whole case against him, be it the timing, being the fact that the police up to now, in violation of law, did not allow Čunek's lawyer to view the file and the evidence against Mr. Čunek. I don't think that his party at this time would like to change the leadership unless he definitely is proven guilty beyond any doubt. And I really think that we will not see that. You know, Czech public is like any other public. If we get another scandal next week, a few days later, nobody will remember even Mr. Čunek's name.
Political analyst Jan Urban ending that report by Dieter Asiedu.